Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello everybody, welcome to Our Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello Scott.
Josh, my friend, you and I love old school Activision, varying degrees of Activision's output these days, but they recently did a big old conference call February 4th, which I think is today, time's a flat circle, and the information coming out of that is that their chief, Blizzard's chief financial officer, Mr. Dennis Durkin, Big Denny D, said that more remasters... Big Pete Diddly Dad Durkin is coming, remasters coming in 2021. So the thing is, for me, I think that they've burnt all their cards with this because they've already done the Crash Trilogy. You've got your Spyro Trilogy, Crash Team Racing, Tony Hawk's, and Vicarious Visions just got folded into working on Diablo. So it's like, if you're going to do Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3, then assumedly it can't be with that team anymore unless they've already done the bulk of the work beforehand. Maybe they're just handing the engine over and someone's going to make new levels, I guess. So there is that. What's your initial thoughts before I start reeling off some old school Activision properties?
Well, I think they can just do more, Scott. I think we're a bit divided on this topic because, yeah, while Vicarious Visions has gone, they've still got like Beanox and Toys for Bob, which have both, you know, worked on like similar remasters in the past. And for me personally, you know, as much as I think Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 are some of the best games ever made, I grew up with Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 and 4 and Underground.
You did, didn't you?
Part of me that really wants to see those get remastered and remade just as much as those first two games, even though they're less beloved. Like, I want to see that happen. I want to see these sequels come out, and I want to play them to death, my friend. So I'm here for more of the same, to be honest.
I am. There's definitely an age, but there's a very specific generational shift where you, like, for me, I grew up with Tony Hawk's 2, and that was the hallowed ground. That was the, like, oh, like, the amazing top-tier thing. And then when Pro Skater 3 came out, I was like, ah, it's cool. It's got Ace of Spades, and you can play as Darth Maul, but it's not Spider-Man. Spider-Man's in PS2.
Yeah.
And so... But they couldn't get him back for the remake, so it makes me wonder if they do Pro Skater 3, or even 4, can they get the cameo characters again? Because they have to do so many more backhand dealings with so many more entities. Obviously, in Spider-Man's case, it would be Sony. If it's Darth Vader, I guess they have to go get in touch with that new Lucasfilm group and be like, we just want to borrow Darth Maul, for a bit. I mean, maybe, like, I guess on that side, do you think they would... I guess if they do Pro Skater 3, it is just environment work because the core engine from the remake of Pro Skater 1 and 2 already brings in a lot of the features from 3. I don't think there's anything missing that they could bring in 3.
I don't think there is. Like you said, like, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2, the remasters, were a great amalgamation of everything, you know, the original series learned going into 2 and 3. You know, they brought in, like, the reverts and all of that, manuals and, you know, stuff like that. And it would, in my opinion, just be a case of opening things up a bit, redoing the maps, and implanting the great skating mechanics that they've already built with this original remake onto that. And I would definitely buy that. When it comes to like the cool cameo characters, I don't think they'd get them back just because they couldn't really with the last one. But at the same time, they did replace those with like Jack Black. And who knows who we'll get this time. We might get Jack Black back. We might get, like, I don't know, Christopher Walken for some reason. I don't know why he's popping in mind.
Severely underused Jack Black in the Pro Skater remakes. Like, he came back in as Officer Dick, not himself. He should have been himself. He should have been called Jablinski, and he should have been himself.
Yeah.
Because that was just so ridiculous. Also, they didn't use the new models for Crash. Not Crash 4 version, not the Insane version. They didn't use Spyro. True. Like, that stuff is just, for me, that's so obvious. Like, you rebuilt all these characters, all these brilliant character models, and you don't put them in your Pro Skater game. Like, what are you doing?
I mean, Spyro literally has a skateboard in the best mini game of all time in Spyro the Dragon 3, so why wouldn't you carry it over?
I mean, he's not a penguin with the old double cans, is he?
But
You can't have everything. Anyway, I feel like I should regale you with some old school Activision properties because, like I said at the beginning, I feel like they've used up their biggest stuff. So I'm curious what they go back to. And so these are the ones that I think are a mix of cult fan base and potential wider appeal. Two words, Nightmare Creatures. Did you play Nightmare Creatures?
You couldn't have picked two words that mean less to me, Scott. Oh. I don't know what that is or what you're talking about. Please tell me them.
People in the comments around about my age, like sort of like 30 plus, or at least late 20s, will hopefully know what Nightmare Creatures is. It was a brilliant third person, very ambitious sort of third person over shoulder action game on the PS1 that I know looks like porridge now, but was a big deal at the time. It was very violent, or at least it was for the time. And just sort of saw you as this, like, you know, action adventure thing going after a bunch of titular nightmare creatures in a way that back then hadn't really been done justice. Like, if you gave the Nightmare Creatures IP to someone like From Software, it would kind of be like Bloodborne, like this idea of just taking on these big, crazy, intimidating creatures, which as a kid, I mean, I would have been like 9 or something. It was brilliant. And I know that Nightmare Creatures has a little bit of a following, maybe not massively, but you never know. One letter and two additional words, X-Men Legends.
Yes, I'm in. I'm absolutely in. I've got X-Men Legends in that cabinet somewhere, so I want to see that remastered. Absolutely. Bring the second one in too, because Age of Apocalypse was actually good, in my opinion.
Plus, they initially remastered the Ultimate Alliance collection, but then that was an absolute tire fire, and then they removed it from sale. So it's like, if it did it this time, I guess the deals would have to be way more specific, getting in touch with different people. And as you know, the whole kerfuffle with like Marvel games and like Sony sort of in there saying like, well, Spider-Man belongs to us and yada, yada. I would hope that Activision could slip in an X-Men Legends collection because those games were brilliant. Whether they're brilliant in our minds right now versus the reality of playing a 2004 game in 2021 is a thing, but maybe.
I think they still hold up, man. Like, I played the first one not too long ago, and it is much harder than I remember it being. Like, I got my ass absolutely handed to me a bunch of times. Like, in the first level, just was not prepared for how difficult it was going to be. Mm-hmm. I think that kind of like brand of, you know, dungeon crawler, beat 'em up, superhero extravaganza, like it works. Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 obviously came out a few years ago on the Switch, and that brought a few tweaks, but it's not like it massively overhauled everything. It was still this relatively simple, incredibly effective, you know, beat 'em up at the heart of it, where you controlled all of these great superheroes. You could, you know, mix and match your team, create custom teams, look for secrets, change your outfits. I think like the core of it, especially, you know, considering that it's going to be a remake and people will be expecting it to have aged a little bit, I think it will hold up just as much as something like, you know, like the first Spyro games or the first Crash games or anything like that.
Just put it on Switch. Anything that was old school, just put it on Switch. It just fits. Two more words, my favorite two words, true crime. Were you a true crime fan?
My boy, true crime, Streets of LA. That game, I used to love the fact. I don't know why. Maybe I was just a cop lover as a child, but the fact that you were a policeman who could arrest criminals and like take them in and also be this kind of like crooked cop and be a like renegade on the side. Love that stuff, man. Love that as a kid.
And True Crime Streets of LA.
Oh, sorry, go on.
No. Yeah, True Crime Streets of LA. You played as a dude called Nick Kang. And I remember thinking it was really cool because it was like every fight scene you could do in slow motion, you were always launching dudes through tables, which just let me launch dudes through tables and glass at every opportunity. I love that in every single game. What was the thing you were going to say?
I was just going to say, even at the time, I always thought the concept of the game was more engaging than the actual game itself. So I don't know how that one will hold up. It's been about 12 years since I've played that, if not longer.
I remember when that came out and I'd just seen Mission Impossible 2. And it's in as Nick Kang, you can kick a gun off the floor and catch it. And I was like, oh, that's the coolest thing ever. Like what Tom Cruise does. And also, you could jump through the air twin pistols. It was like Max Payne. It was a glorious time. And then they did Snoop Dogg as the unlockable man. You could play Snoop Dogg.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Never got Snoop Dogg unlocked in that game.
What?
You know what? I think overshadowed True Crime in terms of that kind of brand of action extravaganza. John Woo's Stranglehold. I loved that. And that kind of did everything I wanted True Crime to do, but a bit more polished.
That's a debate down in the comments. Stranglehold versus True Crime. Mine would absolutely be True Crime. Even Streets of New York, like I like that too, but I think Streets of LA did it a lot better. I'll tell you what did upstage everything though, Mr. Matt Hoffman. Matt Hoffman pro BMX, mate. I mean, he's no Dave Mirra, but he does what he can.
Being a big Tony Hawk's fan as a kid, I used to hate it every single time I went around my cousins and that's all they had. It was like the equivalent of, you know, when Marge buys and Bart Simpson Lee Cavill's putting challenge.
Yeah.
That's how I felt getting those BMX games because I was just like,
Tony Hawk's at
fine. Yeah, we got Tony Hawk's and all. I was like, they're all right. Cool. I'm sure there's a bunch of DMX fans out there who really love it, and that's awesome. I'm really pleased for you, but not for me, man. If there was a civil war between BMX and skateboarding fans, I was on the skateboarding side every time.
Yes. Same. And grinding a BMX just didn't feel as satisfying as grinding a digital skateboard. Plus, I don't even know if Matt Hoffman's still doing anything. Like, I assume that he's alive. I assume he's doing stuff. But I mean, it's just like... Tony Hawk had that whole do a kickflip thing, which is brilliant, and he got back in the public eye, and his old version of himself, his current version of himself, is in the remakes of Pro Skater. But Matt Hoffman and Dave Mirra, I know Dave Mirra passed away, but Matt Hoffman was just sort of like passed aside, like, we sort of threw you in to cash in, and that was it.
Yeah, I don't think the game sold quite as well as Activision wanted them to, but because there was that post-Tony Hawk's kind of like explosion. I saw this because I was watching the Tony Hawk's Pro Skater documentary that came out last year.
About all of
these other games, extreme sports games, that essentially tried to do the same thing. But they just didn't have the same spark, my friend. Like, they just didn't quite have the magic that Tony Hawk's did.
The Guitar Hero to Band Hero boom and the drop-off is very much like the Tony Hawk's boom to then go to Matt Hoffman and be like, oh, it's not the same. It's just not. Mm-hmm. It's not what we need. But anyway, those are my picks for the selection of Activision titles that I think would do very well. Give me Nightmare Creatures. All you need to do is just skin it a little bit. It'll be fine. Mm-hmm. But yeah, let us know what you think down in the comments below. What the hell could Activision possibly have in store for a high-profile remaster thing for 2021? For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.